Renaud Lavoie is joining us from TVA, who spends a great deal of his time in Montreal. And with the outside looking in factor, I'm glad we have him today. Renaud, how are you?
I'm good. And you guys?
Very good.
Normal day. Good. Normal day here in Toronto. You know?
I gotta ask you, because in the past, Montreal has always been the market that was pointed to that said that this could be the cruelest spot. And yep. Sid and I had a conversation about PK Subban saying that Montreal's media has more class than Toronto's media lately. Is there a difference, other than winning or the winning by the teams, between the way the Montreal media and the Toronto media deal with their hockey teams?
I think your question is, it's a great question, actually, because it changed from the time I arrived in Montreal, because before I was covering the Ottawa Senators from, I'll say, 93 to 99, and after that I switched to Montreal starting 1999-2000 season, and I couldn't believe what was printed, said in the media at that time. It was unbelievable how stupid, and that's the word I'm going to use. Some people were saying stuff about players that were unbelievable. And at one point, after maybe a year or two there, covering the Canes, I decided, honestly, to shut everything down. And I'm a reporter, but I had to stop watching TV when they're talking about the Canadians, except watching a game. Stop listening to the radio, and stop reading the papers, but stop reading some people who were big at that time in Quebec, because it was, and I remember texting Claude Julien and saying, Claude Julien was coaching the Montreal Canadiens, and I was like, hey, Claude, I just received I was watching TV, and they're saying that you and Jose Theodore are having major issues. Is it true? And Claude had to reply, no, Renaud, it's not true. It's something I don't understand why it's out there, but it's totally untrue. I love Jose. And when I asked Jose the next day, what's going on with your coach? Renaud, I don't know where that came from. So I had to stop, because you know what? It was personally driving me crazy. It was my job. But those false reports all the time, at one point, if you're listening to them all the time, it's going to drive you crazy. What changed from 99-2000 to today? It's a different staff. It's different people who are covering the Montreal Canadiens. Much younger, much more responsible. And that's a huge difference. I'm not saying that's the reason the Canes are good. It's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that the people report on the Montreal Canadiens, they're not there to make a show. They're not there to be the guy who's going to talk the loudest and the guy who's going to that everybody's going to talk about. They're there to do their job. And it's to report on the Montreal Canadiens, get the scoops, try to be the best at what they are, but you know what? Be honest. And that's right now what I think about the Montreal Canadiens media covering the Montreal Canadiens. Honestly, it's different now than it was 10, 15 years ago, and it's much more fun. Obviously, the team is winning. Things have changed. There's different people now managing. It's way easier right now whenever everything's going well. But I'm telling you, even when Pierre Gauthier was the GM, they were respectful, and they when something had to be said, it was said, but it was said in the right manner, the right way, and it's way easier right now to cover this team, and way easier for a player to be to wear that jersey. I'm telling you, 15 years ago, it was a shame.
Renaud Lavoie here on Tim and Sid. From a PR standpoint, what do you do here? What do you do here? Your highest paid player just basically called out everybody.
What happens now?
Anyway,
does it really change anything, honestly? Because it's not a secret Phil Kessel and obviously Dion Phaneuf won't be back next season. I think it's not a secret. If it is, sorry if I'm breaking any news here. But they tried to trade those players in the last few days. It didn't work. And hearing what Dave Nonis was saying yesterday in his press conference, it's not because they didn't do it now that they're not going to do it later this year. So it's exactly what's going to happen. And even if the if Phil Kessel didn't say a word today, it wouldn't change anything to the situation. Those guys are, and I think the management hope that they're not going to be back next season. But what I like about what Phil Kessel said today is you stand up for somebody, I think, who took tons of heat for actually, like Phil Kessel said, it's not Dion Phaneuf who hired the coach, who hired the who decided to sign the players, who drafted. Dion Phaneuf's role was just to play the game and be a leader. Didn't work. That's it. But it cannot be all on one player or Phil Kessel. It's a team game. Everybody needs to look in the mirror. At the end of the day, those guys are going to be out. But I'm telling you, Dion Phaneuf is a good defenseman. He's going to play elsewhere, and it's going to work. Phil Kessel is a good player. I'm not sure he can be a game breaker. He's not supposed to be, I think, personally, your top guy nine after night. But playing in a good organization, he could have a good impact. And I really think of that because he's so skilled.
Mm-hmm. Bruno Lavoie joining us here on Tim and Sid. And I know I had heard what you tweeted out yesterday, and that was that the Leafs were working hard to trade both the guys that we're talking about. Are you surprised that they're still in Toronto?
No, because the salary cap is such a problem. It's unbelievable. And the Leafs, what they did is, like, we're going to eat part of Dion Phaneuf's salary. And so my understanding, it was only with some Western team on the Western Conference. But reading on Sportsnet.ca, I think a couple of your guys said today that even Detroit was offered that. So you at the end of the day, they didn't do it. That doesn't change the thing that there, like, something's going to happen before the draft or at the draft or after July 1st or on July 1st, like it happened with the Montreal Canadiens trading Josh Georges. So anything can happen, I think, after the season. No, I wasn't surprised, but what I can tell you is even with Phil Kessel, they were working really hard to trade him, but the asking price for Phil Kessel was higher than for Dion Phaneuf.
We always appreciate your information. And I guess that's what most people expected, though, that the asking price on Kessel would be higher than Phaneuf. But
yep.
Agreed.
It's interesting information. Really appreciate you joining us, Renaud, and especially getting that kind of outside looking in at the fishbowl that Toronto has become.
but by the way, I didn't want to point fingers about the situation and the reporters and wherever is covering the Leafs. I'm not saying they're doing a bad job. I was just talking about the Montreal Canadiens.
Right, and how it changed, because I think that's important.
How it changed. And I'm telling you, the turnaround was quote-unquote quick, but it's amazing how it's easier now to do this job in Montreal. And 15 years ago, the Expos went down. There was other sports.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the people who are talking day after day about the day-to-day about the Montreal Canadiens, they're out. And they're not there anymore. So it's way easier right now.
Yeah. That's interesting, too. I never thought about it in those spots, too. These guys are just gone. There's a lot that are still there, but there are a lot of guys.
Well, I'm trying.
Bruno, I promise, next time more Jeff Petrie talk. I promise.
Right. No problem about that.